Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real. And we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com. That's LadyZhe.com and all social networks at Ladyzhe. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. You get the picture. So I am so happy to bring to you this day my next guest. My next guest is Michael Muse. He is known as Mr. Broadcastpreneur. He is helping people to share their story through podcasting and reaching millions of people monthly. He is the author of the fabulous book that I have read, Rise and Burn. Very inspirational and insightful, this book. You should go and grab it. If you need some inspiration and perspective, he got you. He is a best-selling author of Rise and Burn and From Pain to Power. To hear his story is so inspirational, very powerful. He is the host of The Fearless Experience, Michael Muse, and the host and founder of the Get Your Business Right podcast. He is also a father, a serial entrepreneur, and the producer of this podcast, The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. How are you, Mr. Michael Muse?
Z, I am excited and delighted to be on your phenomenal show. You have grown by leaps and bounds, and just seeing how just the idea of you just talking about just sharing your message with the world, and here you are, a little less than a year later, having over 1 million views per month on your show. I just want to give a clap to you because I am so proud of you right now.
Well, thank you so much. You know my journey, and it has not easy. It hasn't been easy, but it has been all joy. And thank you for just being, you know, just awesome resource and support for me, the Jazz and Tech Lounge, and everything that I do as Lady Z and the SEO Queen. Thank you so much. My first question for you with the Jazz and Tech Lounges, I want to talk a little bit about this new documentary that just came out, a musical documentary by Beyonce. And from a musical and marketing standpoint, what nuggets did you take away from its launch and everything?
I didn't get a chance to take part in the launch.
I mean, what did you take away from Let me rephrase the question. What did you get from like just Beyonce's marketing and just the tech around it and just her savvy and track record just leading up to this documentary release?
I'm going to say the one thing that impresses me about Beyonce and her team, of course, they know how to get you emotionally. They make sure you are emotionally charged when you buy her music. They make sure you're emotionally charged when you come to her live events. And she has masterfully even got you emotionally charged even in her personal life. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to even conflict and things that happen in her life, she handles it in a very classy and masterly way. So I think that just that aspect of emotions, I think, I really believe if people really understand psychology to the aspect of emotions mm-hmm. and just really get a gauge on emotional intelligence, it'll play a great part in a person growing a brand, growing their business, and growing themselves.
Right. That's powerful. And that's so true. That was one of the things that made, you know, Michael Jackson, the king of pop and legendary, is that he tapped into people's emotions and made people, you know, buy into.
Yeah, you're right. Michael Jackson did get people to buy into him, you know?
Right, right. He sure did. So my next question is, you know, on the Jazz and Tech Lounge, like, you know, we have interviewed some phenomenal guests over the years. And as the show's producer, like, what tech industry guests stood out to you over the past 9 months?
Mm.
Or 10 months, rather, 10 months.
I would say the person who grabbed my attention the most was Angel Rich. And the reason why she grabbed...
That's a good one to pick. Angel's a good one, but yes. Keep on going.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why she grabbed my attention the most because she's doing something in the tech field, but it's something that can truly change the landscape, not only for us, but for our children, and just putting a game together to help educate them financially and to get them a higher IQ financially to position them, because it's a really big loop and void when it comes to the traditional education system where they do not teach you about money.
Right.
Our kids are not learning about money. They're not learning about debt. They're not learning about credit. They're not learning the importance of delayed gratification. And right. So being able to learn her game and being able to put yourself in position so when they do get of age, they're able to make better decisions. And you know the old moniker, you know, if you know better, you do better.
Right, right,
and
right.
So she was truly, I'm going to say, one of the most impactful guests on the show.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Angel Rich and the Wealthy Factory, the Wealth Factory family. Shout out to them, you know, from a tech perspective, you know, Angel Rich, she's raised, I think she's raised over $300,000 in capital for investment into her tech company, her financial literacy tech company.
Mm.
I think it's just so powerful that this young lady is a data-driven entrepreneur, leveraging yes. technology to empower and educate people. I mean, when she broke down how she did all that research and she's worked with the Federal Reserve and she's worked with all these different organizations. I think she's worked with, either Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley, maybe both, but she's done a lot of market research, and that market research was kind of like the catalyst that, you know, indicated to her that people needed to learn this information, but they needed to learn it in a way that didn't seem arduous. And hence Credit Stacker was born. So it's just, you know, Angel Rich is just a powerful, powerful lady.
Yes.
I have to take my hat off to these millennial women. They are truly paving the way from Gabrielle Simpson Gambrell, the VP of Communications at Barnard College, Columbia University, Barnard College, to Angel Rich. These are two young ladies that I truly admire and respect.
Yes.
And take their word to the bank. Now, my next question for you, Michael Muse, is I kind of want to get to your books, Rise and Burn and From Pain to Power. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about those books, please?
Absolutely. Yes. It'll be my pleasure. When it comes to Rise and Burn, before I even wrote Rise and Burn, I was coaching people and helping people to realize the potential that they have in their lives. And what the one of the main characteristics that I teach is a person must understand that whatever pain, frustration, difficulty they're going through in their life, that there's a purpose behind it. See, for me, I suffer.
There's a people in the back.
There's a purpose behind the pain.
Right.
And see, for me, I was on dialysis for 7 years. And during that time, I was suffering with depression. I was suffering with abandonment. I was suffering with all kinds of negative thoughts. And going through that period, I had given up on myself. I had given up on God. I had given up on my dreams. And so going through all of that there, I had to get to a place. I had to get to a place where I could get a slight understanding of what was going on. And so for me, it happened for me after I received my kidney transplant. Because that particular year up to the transplant, I was ready to go. I mean, I had literally had my pen set. I could have just signed my own death certificate because I didn't want to be here. I was sick and tired of being stuck with needles. I was sick and tired of being sick. And one thing for a man, when a man is going through illness and a sickness, and when a man is unable to be a man, when I'm unable to carry groceries and do the things that I've done in the past to be a provider and to do the things that we see men do, and to be unable to do that, that took a chunk away from my self-esteem. And so after my transplant, I really had to dig deep. I really had to look at, what does God want from me? Why did I go through what I was going through? And where do I go from here? And so after 3 months of deep meditation, deep prayer, and being around the right people, God revealed to me that everything that I went through, it wasn't for me. It had nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. It was, see, most people don't understand that we hear people who go through health crisis all the time. But I actually experienced a heart attack, a seizure, and kidney failure all at the same time. See, most people are not supposed to make it with one of those.
Say that one more time. So you had
a heart attack,
a seizure
and kidney failure. All three at the same time, the trifecta.
Wow.
And so you gotta understand, to go through one, a person can be out of here.
Right.
But to have all three. Exactly. And to be here to speak with you right now.
Right.
The purpose and everything have to be bigger than what it is. And so that's what drove me to really get deep, to get the answer. And to what my divine purpose is.
Right.
What is my value proposition that I'm bringing to the world? Because I realized that I didn't want to be part of the mediocre. I didn't want to be part of the average. And so I got to the place where I realized this part of my life right here of the health challenges, this is just the first part of my impact on the world. This is my first part of helping people see that no matter how much fear you may have in your life, you can overcome it. You could burn those fears at the root.
Wow, that's just so powerful. It's so powerful because, you know, wow.
Absolutely.
I've heard the story before, but it's hitting me different.
Yeah, and then from pain to power came up. Mm-hmm. Just the pain aspect, not the fear aspect, just the pain aspect. I really want to make sense of that also.
Right.
And the more I studied great people, the more I saw how they came from a traumatic, painful situation. Mm-hmm. If you think about most inventions and things we see, it come from a painful experience.
Right.
It's that person who was abused. It was that person who was beaten. It was that person who was broken down. That's the person who ends up leading the country. That's the person who has the new idea that changed the way we live and changed the way we do business. Mm-hmm. You know? So I was excited about that. And that's what prompted me to really see that our purpose comes from the pain. And we need to embrace those moments when we are dealing with painful moments.
Right. Right. Wow. So getting back to, you know, from pain to power, did you write that book before or after you wrote Rise and Burn?
For Pain to Power came after Rise and Burn.
Okay. And, you know, from pain to power, how can you give us three ways that people can move from how pain can be paralyzing and move into powerful action? Can you give us three steps, three nuggets?
The three steps, the first step I would say is definitely, the first step is we've always hear about the why, but I'm not gonna talk about the why. I wanna say you have to know when you wake up and go to sleep, and even when you was a kid, what was hidden at your soul? What touches and hits your heart? I believe when a person can look at that and begin to have a true assessment of their skill set and have a true assessment of the gifts that God has given them, they have to make that decision to develop that right then. That's the first step. The second step is critical. They must get around the right people. There are people who are geniuses, who are brilliant, but their lives have come to a demise because of the people who they're around. One thing, one of my mentors, Mr. Benny Randall, always say, if you have nine...
Himself.
That's right. If you have nine... That's right.
Founder of the Shiny Network.
That's right.
Shout out to Benny, but go ahead.
If you have nine broke friends, you will be number 10.
Oh my goodness. Ain't that the truth? Woo.
And so if you want to be happy, you have to be around happy people.
Right.
You want to make money, you have to be around people who make money.
Right.
You want to be a loving person, you have to be around people who love. So you have to put yourself in that environment.
If you want to be a successful Grammy Award platinum selling musician, you got to be around other musicians.
Like exactly. That. You can't be around amateurs.
Exactly.
And you have to get a coach who not only play the game but has won championships.
That's powerful. You know, there's something so valuable about knowledge. But when you pair the knowledge with the experience that a coach that is where you want to be and beyond that, that's powerful. And it's powerful.
Yeah. And you know what the funny part is, OZ?
What's the funny part?
we live in a time now where information has never been so readily available.
Right.
We are at a time now, whatever you want to know, whatever you want to do, you can get access to it within seconds.
Right.
You can get the information within seconds. You can learn it. And so now we have left the, we actually have gone from the digital age, we're going to the information age now, because it's the information age. It's the person who has the most information can get there first.
Yeah, I mean, those study skills that I learned as a child have carried me through life and far, because, you know, being able to fill in those gaps in your skill set is critical, especially with the upcoming wave of artificial intelligence. That's going to eliminate a lot of traditional career paths. So being able to adapt and adopt new skills is critical.
Absolutely. And that's one thing. That's one thing I love about you and what you do with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
You've taken clients who are doing very well in their business, but they still work from a historical standpoint of how business used to be done, and just watching you bridge your customers and clients over into the digital age where they're actually reaching out online versus still knocking on doors and passing out flyers.
Right. Yeah, you know, as far as the SEO queen is concerned, the SEO queen, for those who don't know, is the brand under TSQ Marketing, which is a marketing technology firm that I founded. I'm the founder and CEO.
What? That's and right.
And also houses the brand Lady Z. Lady Z as in the Jazz and Tech Lounge, as in the Jazz Fusion Electric Violinist, which my first single, Elevate, which is the theme song for this show. It drops globally on June 21st, 2019 on all digital ads outlets, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, whatever you want, whatever you're on, you will be able to access, purchase, and stream Elevate. But, you know, it's just so important to really, like, just be you. And that's one thing I like about you, Michael, is that you really empower entrepreneurs from so many different industries to really hone in on their purpose and get clarification so that they can give themselves permission to go to their next grader. And I think that's really powerful.
Well, I appreciate that, Z. I appreciate that because I definitely want to thank people like you who you allowed me into your life and to be able to share with you the thing that God has shared with me to help you. And you're doing such a phenomenal job. So I just want to, without people like you, there's no reason for me to have a smile on my face right now. So I appreciate you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you. So I have a question. This is the Jazz and Tech Lounge, so I want to switch gears to the music. So can you tell me a little bit about your experience when you first heard of Lady Z?
When I first heard Lady Z, going to a friend's house for an event, I stepped in, the food was smelling good, the potpourri and incense and the scent was going flowing through, and I'm seeing this beautiful woman off to the side by the fireplace, playing and jamming his violin. Everything was just like the perfect environment. The music was excellent. I was captivated the whole time. And so that's when I first met you. I said, wow, I love what you're doing. I love what you're playing. I love your own swing to how you took this song and that song. You put your own spin to it. I said, you are a genius. And from that point, to see you again the next year, but that time you didn't come as a violinist. You came as part of the party, as a participant in the party this time. eating and having fun and laughing and everything else. So the second time around, just getting a chance to really just really see who Lady Z is without the violin. And just see, like, wow, I thought she was a superhero with that violin, but now she showed me she's just a regular person like me, you know? And so it was amazing to really just get, everyone was talking and having a good time, just seeing and listening to you and hearing your perspective on life and where you want to go with your life and what you were excited about and your views on relationships and everything. It was a great time and I loved it.
So I have another question. So you've been following Lady Z over the years, but that was about 4 or 5 years ago.
No, 7 years ago. This is 20. This is 2019. That was 7 years ago. That was first met you in 2012.
So my question to you is, in light of the music you first heard compared to, you know, what you're hearing now, how has Lady Z evolved, you know, musically, in your opinion?
I truly believe you have evolved to make sure that you're able to play in different genres of music. Mm-hmm. And being able to put your own spin to it, everybody can't do that. And so you definitely, as they will say in the business, you're risky, but you are you. And anytime you can be you and unapologetically you, that's mm-hmm. powerful.
Right. Well, I definitely appreciate your insight. This is the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Again, my song that I wrote, along with Lawson Music, the producer, and Larry Ginn, will be available globally on June 21st, 2019. It will be available in Korea, available for download on April 30th, 2019. Now, this leads me to my next topic of discussion. I have here in front of me a flyer. It says Multimedia Business Summit 2019. First Generation Media presents the Multimedia Business Summit, where creativity and finances meet. So can you tell us a little bit about this Multimedia Business Summit scheduled for Saturday, May 4th at Cobo Hall?
Lady Z, that right there, you have got my attention. I'm excited. Because when it comes to the Multimedia Business Summit, this is a one-of-a-kind event. Listen, I'm going to say it again, because I think this is a one-of-a-kind event. This is an event, whether you're in radio, TV, social media, or podcasting, this is where you can position yourself to get to the next level. Listen to me now. I have some of the best coming in to show you exactly what you need to do to talk and position yourself for Hollywood. I got the best of the best for social media when it comes to LinkedIn. I have Dr. Tawana Ross. She's the LinkedIn professor. See, people don't realize if you want the big money and you're in business, you better dominate LinkedIn. And she's going to help you dominate LinkedIn and take you to the next level. And now,
that's awesome.
Right. Then the next person mm-hmm. on that list is Z Scott, the one and only, AKA Lady Z, is going to show you what you need to do on how to brand and profit on podcasting, because too many business owners are looking for ways to expand their brand, and they have something that they can do for free. If nothing else, at the worst case scenario, be doing interviews on podcasts. Constantly be doing interviews on podcasts. And she's going to show you how to profit and brand with that. Because as she said earlier, she's already getting over 1 million streams and downloads per month. And then once we break away from the media part, once we leave that part alone, we're going to get right into people. Coming strong with the people expert, Dr. Sabrina Jackson. She's going to show you exactly what color you are so you can know you and you can deal with you. And when you deal with you, you can further your business. And so
can I interrupt you right there?
Yes. Yes.
So when I'm officially just like such a stan right now of Beyonce, because I just love, as a Black woman, as just like a huge fan of Toni Morrison and Maya Angelou and all these Black female intellectuals who I have admired from a child to my adulthood, who have been there with me as I've evolved my thinking from, you know, going to MIT, with getting 2 degrees, one in information technology, one in music, to a master's in public policy. These women featured in her documentary are the women I have studied and respected and everything else. And I just have mad love for Beyonce because she says her college was Destiny's Child. I can respect that. And I also respect the fact that she has proactively educated herself
outside
of the confines of the schoolroom, which goes back to your point earlier, that it's so important in the information age to take advantage of the search engine and all these online resources that ask the powerful questions, so you get the powerful answers, so you can make the powerful decisions to move you forward within your passion. So the thing about her documentary is that she has a quote in Maya Angelou. She has the audio of Maya Angelou saying what's important. And Maya Angelou asks a question, and Maya Angelou says, first, it's important for you to be honest. And then she paused.
That's right.
And then she says, so you need to first be honest with yourself.
That's right.
And that's mm-hmm. what Dr. Sabrina Jackson is going to help the attendees of the Multi-Business Summit do.
That's right.
On
Absolutely.
Saturday, May 4th.
That's right.
From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Cobo Hall, located at 1 Washington Boulevard, downtown Detroit. I'm excited.
And guess what, Z? It don't stop there. See, once she gets you riled up, you get to know who you are. And then once you know you are green, and once you know your business partner is a red, now you know how to talk to them. Now you know how to walk with them. Now you know how to make money with them. See, then we're going to bring you Dr. Herbert Harris, the millionaire mentor, the best-selling author of 12 Universal Laws of Success, and the founder of Life Skills Institute. See, he's going to help you get your mind to that wealthy mentality. What type of thoughts are you having? What type of habits you need to be doing? What are the things you need to be doing to set yourself up to start with the millions that's right inside your mind, so it can formulate to the millions in your bank account? He's going to put you in that position. And so once he gets you in that position, once we get in that position, we're going to bring you to Daryl Fisher. And he's going to let you know, if you've been trying to invest in stocks, if you've been trying to invest in currency exchange, he can show you exactly why, the reason why you're losing money, because you are the reason. It's not the market, but he's going to tell you and show you why. Why? They're the next person we're going to bring. And this next person comes from Lady Z's neck of the woods, Dr. Letitia Wright. She is America's number one crowdfunding specialist and business capital upstart specialist. She's going to show you exactly what you need to do to raise that $100,000, to raise that $1 million for your business. She's going to let you know exactly what you need to do to get that money for your business. But guess what? Once you get the money for your business, that's just a part. The next part is you have to understand credit. That's right. I got Mr. Malcolm Turner coming in. He's going to teach you not regular credit. If you want to be in the game, in the big game, in the big leagues, you have to understand business credit. So he's going to teach you the A's to the Z's with the business credit. And guess what? The one and only Mr. Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, the CEO of Bashani Radio and Verkay, he's going to come in and tell you and show you exactly what you need to do to build your platform. So
now, let me say something about Benny Randall. One thing I do want to do is send my sincerest condolences to him and his family during this difficult time of bereavement. But I also wanted to hold space for everything that he is. He has been quite an inspiration to me. And I really urge all my listeners to come to the summit, because he definitely is walking his talk and talking his walk.
That's right.
Not everybody talks their walk. Mm-hmm. Not everybody shares the ways by which he has sat at the table and broke bread with Mark Cuban, amongst other very successful businessmen. Mark Cuban is the owner of the San Antonio Spurs, and also, isn't he on Shark Tank as well?
He's on the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, Dallas Mavericks. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Dallas Mavericks. Well, I knew it was a sports team. But, you know, the thing that is a fact is,
well,
that I just know that Benny Randle Jr. is truly a motivator and a treasure trove of information. And it would behoove you to be in the room so that you can be the first one to the mic to ask questions of him and Dr. Herbert Harris, Sabrina Jackson, Delano Glass, Tawana Ross, and myself, Z Scott, AKA Lady Z. Well, it has truly been a pleasure talking with you, Michael Muse, and thank you so much for sharing your insight into the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z and the music of Lady Z. Without further ado, I would like for you to give your shout outs and also share with our listeners how they can connect with you.
Well, first of all, I make it simple. I make it easy. They could text me. That's right. They could text me at 58885. That's right. 58885. You type in the word right. That's right. You type in the word right. R-I-G-H-T. That's right. R-I-G-H-T. And you also could go to my website at michaelmusenow.com. That's right. michaelmusenow.com.
Well, that's powerful. Well, you heard Michael. You can go to his website, or you can text them. Can you give us that information one more time?
That's right. They can text me at 58885. That's 5885, and put in the word right, R-I-G-H-T. When it comes to May 4th, don't meet me there. Beat me there. Because if you're in business or trying to get into business, or even if you're in Hollywood trying to get in Hollywood, the people will be in the building to give you the nuggets. And if you want the exponential growth of 25, 45, matter of fact, really with over 200, really over 300 years of experience, you need to be in a house.
That's awesome. So I just wanted to say that, you know, there was a point in my time in my life where I was frustrated with my career. And I read this book called, The Corporate Road Race. And one of the nuggets that I took from that book, which was written by one of my SEO queen clients, is it's important to attend events in your industry where people, yes, who are doing what you aspire to do or what you are doing gather, so that you can network and empower yourself with cutting edge knowledge that is working in the marketplace right now. And so it is definitely, I have seen when I've participated in multiple trade shows, like I was a speaker at the Fabpreneur Fest in Encino, California in the fall last year. I have spoken at the International Beauty Expo this year. I've also spoken at Nappywood a couple of times in the past. And just all these, and I've been to Search Engine Journal events in every single music industry conference, digital marketing industry conference I've been to. I've developed a new book of relationships that has carried me closer to my goal and further on my journey. And I absolutely cannot emphasize the importance of getting up and getting out. I'm going to get off my soapbox in a minute, but Gary Vaynerchuk is a digital marketer who I have so much respect for. Because, I mean, he really touched my heart with his Nipsey Hussle tribute. And he's an early stage investor in Facebook, millionaire many, many, many times over, and very generous with his knowledge and insight. And he urges his followers via social media, meet and greets, conferences, time and time again to get up and get out the house. Nothing's going to happen just sitting and talking on Facebook. You know, social media is, it has its place, but nothing replaces having all these people in a room and being able to dialogue and look them in their eye and glean that insight and that knowledge. Because you never know what connection can be made. So I definitely highly recommend for all you established entrepreneurs, business owners, and aspiring entrepreneurs and dreamers to be in the house on May 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Cobo Hall. If you have any questions about the event, you can text WRIGHT, R-I-G-H-T, to 5-888-5 to reach Michael Muse, who is the producer and director of this event. Please, please, please connect with me on Instagram at L-A-D-Y-Z-H-E for any questions that you also may have. And also just follow me because I'm just fabulous and you're fabulous and fabulous people connect, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Right?
That's right.
What people do. Birds of a feather flock together. So without further ado, you have been listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Before we go, I want to yield the floor to my guest, Mr. Michael Muse. Any final thoughts?
If you're looking to grow your business, looking to grow your life, you need to be in an environment of winners and like-minded thinking people so you can build a support system and build your super team. I'm building my team. This is your time to build yours too.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.